This Epiphany Sunday comes from Matthew chapter 2.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you find him, bring me word so that I may also pay homage.' When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My name is Matt Kinsmutter, and I have the wonderful opportunity to serve as the executive director at Luther Hill Ministries, located in LaGrange and on Galveston Island. Luther Hill Ministries was founded in 1954 and has served as a place set apart for children and adults in LaGrange for the past 70 years and on Galveston for the past 8 years. The heart of our ministry is to provide transformational summer camp experiences for youth of all ages. Summer camp is an intentional time set apart to experience the love of Christ in a unique setting in new ways. Mission comes to life as we live, play, worship, and celebrate community together. This good work is not just for children. Your own Christ the King staff and council just spent a couple days out at Luther Hill in LaGrange dreaming, planning, may I say, scheming, and preparing for a new year of ministry together. They stayed in our newly finished 12-bedroom retreat center that provides adult-friendly housing and gathering spaces. I say adult-friendly, assuming that most of you do not prefer staying on a top bunk in a cabin. Please know that you are always welcome at Luther Hill in LaGrange or Galveston. It is my pleasure to be with you today to celebrate Epiphany as I bring word of gratitude to the CTK community for all the ways that y'all love and support Luther Hill. The partnership that Luther Hill and Christ the King have is broad and deep. From the campers to retreat guests that come out to the hill and the beach, to the day camp hosted here on your campus, to the leadership of all ages that make Luther Hill a better place, from summer staff to board members, committee leaders, and beyond. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for your generous partnership in ministry. And now, even more good news. This time from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew is a good name after all. As I prepared for our time together this morning, I was drawn to the stars, just as the Magi were drawn to that one particular star rising over 2,000 years ago. In our living room at home, we have two star maps that hang on either side of the wall. One depicts the stars overhead the day that my wife, Jen, and I were married in LaGrange, Texas. I cannot say that I remember the exact constellation, but I can say the stars aligned. They aligned to bring the two of us together, and that day has turned into an incredible life together that we get to share. By the way, any of you run into Jen, just if you could echo those beautiful words that you heard me say to her about her. So, the second star map depicts the stars overhead September 17th, 2015 in Cypress, Texas. This is the day I gained my favorite title, Dad. The day that Emma and Lily were born. I cannot say that I remember the exact constellations that day, but I can say the stars aligned to bring more meaning, purpose, chaos into my life than I ever imagined possible. The stars that night shined overhead as Jen and my love grew to welcome our daughters into the world. While my work now at Luther Hill as the executive director often leads me into the cities to visit with our ministry partners, every time I return to camp, especially at night, I'm blown away by the stars that are splashed across the sky. It almost seems excessive. In the dark of a night on top of a hill with very little light pollution around, the stars are remarkable. I'll never forget experiencing the stars through the eyes of two young boys from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in New Orleans. It was their first time to visit camp. It might have been their first time ever out of the city as well. They had had to be around 10 or 11 years old, and they found everything fascinating. But when they stepped out of their cabin Sunday night, slathered in bug spray and their brand new flashlights in hand, they encountered the stars like they had never seen them before. In the dark night, on the top of a hill, with very little light pollution around, the stars were bigger and brighter than they had ever seen. Seeing this piece of God's creation through their eyes reminds me to stop, look up, and look for God revealed in the stars. This is the gift of camp, a place set apart to look for God revealed in the ordinary and extraordinary ways. In the gospel reading from Matthew, the Magi traveling from the east come to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born the King of Jews? For we observed the star in the east and have come to honor him." The word magi, sometimes translated as wise men or kings, but it also can be translated as astrologer or magician, one who knows the stars, who looks for meaning and signs embedded in the stars. On this day, the day of Epiphany, the Magi found meaning embedded in the stars. They followed the star to Bethlehem and found Christ, the newborn king, the one who was meant to save all people from their sins and from ourselves. On this day, we travel alongside the Magi looking for Christ too. Our twin daughters, Emma and Lily, are 9 years old now. And for the last several years, they have asked for an elf on the shelf. We resisted so far, and thankfully, one of their teachers at school has an elf on the shelf that takes the pressure off of us. But what we do have, we have traveling magi. When Advent begins, as we decorate for Christmas, Emma and Lily help set out our nativity sets. One simple wooden set from Sweden, and the other a more intricate and breakable willow tree set. They have taken to hiding baby Jesus if they can. He hadn't arrived yet, after all. And placing the three magi far away, though not necessarily to the east. Throughout Advent, the magi come closer to the manger. Sometimes they backtrack, sometimes they end up in the oddest places. They spend a couple days inside the empty cake stand this year. In another day or so, Emma placed them in a pyramid, two of them here and one standing on the top. But slowly and steadily, they make their way to the manger. They follow a wild star to Bethlehem, seeking Christ, the newborn king. And we travel along the Magi looking for Christ too. Sometimes we end up in the oddest, most precarious places, but we continue on our way. Here is my hope for you today. May you carve out time and space to revel in God's creation. May you look to the stars and expect to see God's goodness revealed. May you continue to seek Christ revealed in the ordinary and extraordinary ways. Grace and peace to you, friends. Amen.
Amen. Amen.